Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. Romans 11:33-36 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths are beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." Ephesians 3:8 in the NIV says, "Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." Unsearchable. That's quite an interesting word. This word, which could literally mean beyond tracing out or even incapable of being followed by footprints, is used in these two passages in all of Scripture. What does it mean? What could it mean? Could it mean that God's dumbest thought is smarter than my smartest thought? Yes. Could it mean that even after God works, I may not be able to fully comprehend how he worked? Yes. Could it mean that there is much going on in the world and in the universe that I just do not and cannot understand? Yes. Many times we seem to get lost in our own understanding. We work in the realm of human thinking, human wisdom, and human advice so much of the time that it becomes normal to think humanly. There may be nothing wrong with being human, but we will miss a lot if we continue to live by human rather than divine thinking. Today, there's a battle going on. Today, God is at work. Today, Satan is hatching a scheme. Today, people will die for their faith, abandon their faith, and begin their faith. Today, there will be rejoicing in heaven over those who repent for their sins, and the amazement at those who have the very power and the Word of God at their disposal, yet do not use it. Today, much will happen indeed. Will I be a part of this, or will I miss it? Will I be engaged in the eternal struggle, or just try to make it to the end of the day? Will my goal be one of being an active soldier for our King, or will I not even be aware of the war and what's at stake? There is much happening today, and when it is all over, even if I am an active participant, I may not be able to see clearly all that God has accomplished. I need to ask God to help me today see what his agenda is, and how I might be a part of such a wonderful, unimaginable, and comprehensive plan. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org, here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.org. We invite you to investigate how we may serve you and your church with small group studies and other materials that will be helpful to your growth.